For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unleashed an attack on Germany at the start of the NATO summit, lecturing them on a disparity of military spending.
This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers.
The president was intent on blasting the European allies for not spending enough on defense. He called them delinquent. NATO's Secretary General says the allies have all agreed the burden isn't being fairly shared, but it's not clear they'll agree to the president's new call to up defense spending, not to just 2% of the nation's GDP, but 4%. Fact-checkers say there is no debt owed to the U.S., and no countries are delinquent in paying anything to America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Twitter is planning to purge suspicious accounts from users' lists of followers. Wired magazine's Nicholas Thompson says you shouldn't be surprised if your number of followers suddenly decreases.
They're both purging fake accounts, and they're also removing accounts that have been locked that they think are no longer controlled by real users. So what it means is that your follower account is more accurately going to reflect the number of active, real humans on Twitter who follow you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled several buildings on Tuesday night in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
I was about to get into the bathtub. Right as I was about to step in there, there was this big boom and it knocked me to the ground. And I felt it like it took the breath out of my body.
Five other firefighters, a police officer, and seven civilians were also hurt. A contractor struck a natural gas main shortly before the explosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
A Louisiana teenager is working hard to make her dream come true. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new TV game show will pay off your student loans. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
It's a trivia show called Paid Off, and it premiered on True TV on Tuesday. The winning prize for answering questions correctly is getting your student loan debt paid off. But there are critics of the show. They call it a cruel joke about a true public crisis. But True TV defends the show, calling student loan debt a ridiculous crisis that does deserve a ridiculous game show to address it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.